Today's homily is the first in a three-week series on key phrases from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy are writing to this young church and begin the letter with offering thanks. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, your labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Work of faith, labor of love, steadfastness of hope. Work of faith. Dr. Beverly Gaventa provides us a great place to start with this phrase. She writes, "The expression work of faith is awkward in English, and the Greek might be better captured with a phrase such as work that stems from faith or work that belongs to faith." The phrase nicely anticipates the verses in which Paul recalls his initial visit to Thessaloniki and the way in which the Thessalonians received the gospel. So what is Paul recalling? Paul recalls that the people became imitators, followers, disciples, models for other believers. He recalls that their lives have communicated the way of God and their actions exemplified serving God. He recalls that they have worked diligently and steadily. They have been courageous. They have encouraged one another to be upright, blameless, and to lead lives worthy of God and God's call. All of this in spite of, in the face of, persecution. These actions, being attentive, imitating Paul, and living the way of God, are the work of faith. These expressions are the work of the faithful, and what they require is letting go of what is known, embracing what feels a riskier, more vulnerable way, and holding on, pressing on, when returning to those old ways of life would be easier and less disruptive. In the words of Carl Dodd Jr., words that you can find in the hymnal if you wish, it's hymn number 684. Faith begins by letting go, giving up what had seemed sure, taking risks and pressing on, though the way feels less secure. Faith endures by holding on, so that hope may bear its fruit, not through merit we possess, but by God's great faithfulness. Faith matures by reaching out, stretching minds, enlarging hearts, sharing struggles, living prayer, binding up the broken parts. Hebrews 11, which Donald just read, further defines in great, great detail this work of faith. Hebrews 11 proclaims, "The work of faith is believing what we cannot see or prove, answering the call of God even when the call seems ridiculous and outrageous, like building an ark, leaving what is known and familiar and going into the wilderness, to what feels to us like foreign places, and living in temporary residencies, tents, dorms." Hebrews 11 proclaims the work of faith is redefining foundation, reframing what security and stability looks like, being open to the impossible, protecting the most vulnerable, and trusting God to provide. Hebrews 11 proclaims the work of faith is peering into burning bushes, saying yes before you even know the name of the one who is sending you, sticking with the way of God in the face of Pharaoh's anger and leading without knowing all the details. Hebrews 11 proclaims the work of faith is constancy, keeping at it. They marched for 7 days, 7 times on the 7th day, welcoming strangers with peace and with unflinching honesty. Hebrews 11 also proclaims the work of faith can be demanding, painful, isolating, life-threatening, sometimes life-ending work. Here's the least common denominator. The work of faith is being attentive to God. Listen to God, watch for God, and then respond to God's call. Say yes. Follow God. So then, what is your work of faith? And what is my work of faith? What should we be doing? We should be and continue being attentive to God. My friends, God is still speaking. God is still calling. God is still at work. So create time and space to listen. Set aside time and space to watch. Give God the very same attention that you give the human or animal you love the most. Pay attention to God. And respond and keep responding to God. Remember that responding most often starts with letting go. So let go of your expectations. Let go of your assumptions. Let go of security grounded in money, of stability founded in place. Let go of the things that encumber you, that hold you back. Let go. Respond and keep responding. Say yes. Look to God. Trust God. Follow God. Today and every tomorrow. For this is the work of faith. Thanks be to God.